When I hear about babies being shot down, it just hurt me. It's many nights that I cannot sleep. It just hurt me so bad. You know, I need answers because it's only black on black crime. People don't really care about our children, but I'm here today to let you know I care for each and everybody's children.
Gun violence affects the entire community, said Mama Gail, who still mourns her son Mujahid's death after 2 years. The Center for Disease Control in January reported that Newark has one of the highest rate of gang violence in the country. The Newark Anti-Violence Coalition was founded 3 years ago by community members who realized that they could expect little outside help to defend their neighborhood against rampant criminality. Sharif Amenhotep described how they overcame their frustration.
We just feared us. We went into the city and we shut major intersections down. So can you imagine with our unity, with us together, we can bring about a revolution overnight, black family. We can stop the violence and killing overnight. Because today in 2012, it's not the Ku Klux Klan murdering us. We are the ones doing the murdering, doing the drug dealing and genocide to our own people.
Donna Jackson, a longtime community activist, says that the Newark police, under a new leadership, is now increasingly focusing on removing firearms from the streets and has begun working with community organizations.
We're having increased domestic violence situations, increased home invasions, increased carjackings in the city. Remarkably, with all of this stuff going on, they are taking hundreds of guns off the street, which for a mother like myself, grandmother now, that's a good thing to hear. But for every gun that they move, it appears that they bring in 5 and 10 more. And really, the police are working with us. As you can see, they're blocking the streets off. They're not moving in an aggressive manner because we have begun to do some community partnerships with the police department.
Councilman Ras Baraka gave an idea of the hopelessness that prevails among inner city youths.
They watch television where people are parading all of these jewels and fancy things, and they can't have it. Their mother might be on drugs, or she might be just struggling to take care of them, so they're depressed. At 15 years old, they're taking painkillers at 8:30 a.m. in the morning. Before they come to school, the baby is medicating himself with drugs that they bought from the corner store.
But Mr. Baraka says that drugs and gun violence are only symptoms. Poverty, mental health, the destruction of the family and poor education breed despair and must be targeted as the causes to be addressed.
All over the nation, they're declaring violence a public health issue. Medical institutions, public health organizations, they begin to see violence as a disease. What creates the violence, and then after the violence happens, the effects that it has on the community as a whole is an issue of public health. And what we're doing today is just education and prevention, the same as you would do an anti-tobacco campaign, HIV campaign. So you're going to get a change of behavior. That's why I'm out here.
And for Larry Ham, chairman of the People's Organization for Progress, social change requires personal involvement.
We stand today at the crossroads, brothers and sisters. Will we as black people go forward in the 21st century, or will we go backwards? We got to realize that we are one people, one aim, one destiny. Whose streets?
Our streets.
Whose people?
Our people.
Whose children?
Our children.
Whose babies?
Our babies.
Whose brothers?
Our brothers.
Whose sisters?
Our sisters.
Whose families?
Our families.
Power to the people.
For the WBAI Sunday News in Newark, this is Fred Nguyen.